You're listening to SBS News.
Just a day ago, Boris Johnson had tweeted from hospital saying he was in good spirits and was simply undergoing some precautionary tests for his coronavirus diagnosis. But in the following hours, the British leader's condition worsened and his office confirmed he is now in intensive care. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the press he will, for the time being, assume the Prime Minister's duties when necessary.
So in light of those circumstances, the Prime Minister asked me as First Secretary to deputise for him where necessary in driving forward the government's plans to defeat coronavirus.
Britain has been in a nationwide lockdown for 2 weeks now and is in the grip of a serious outbreak. Over 50,000 cases and more than 5,000 deaths have been recorded so far, with the latest daily toll at 439. Mr. Raab says even without the Prime Minister at the helm, the government is getting the situation under control.
There's an incredibly strong team spirit behind the Prime Minister and making sure that we get all of the plans that the Prime Minister has instructed us to deliver to get them implemented as soon as possible. And that's the way we'll bring the whole country through the coronavirus challenge that we face right now.
In Italy, the country hardest hit by the pandemic, the increase in cases is beginning to slow. While there were still 3,600 new cases and 636 deaths overnight, authorities say the downturn in daily increases is hope that there is a downward trend. That hope is hard for some to hold on to, like Italian doctor Cecilia Bartolena from Pisa, who says working on the front line has taken a heavy toll.
Everything has changed, being sympathetic to the patient, building an interpersonal relationship with their relatives, talking to them, even body language. All these things no longer exist. Now we just make a phone call to relatives. They hear my voice telling them they are sick and there's nothing more to do. And they just don't believe it.
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has also announced a new stimulus program worth over $400 billion Australian dollars for businesses. He says the measure represented the most powerful intervention in the country's history. While in nearby Spain, the second worst affected country, also some good news. The country has seen its fourth consecutive daily decline in cases and deaths. Health Minister Salvador Illa says it's evidence the shutdown is working.
The state of emergency and all the measures that the government of Spain has adopted and the exemplary accomplishment that citizens have shown of these measures have allowed them to work and have benefited Spanish society. I insist they have worked and they have benefited Spanish society.
But in France, the total number of cases has climbed to 98,000, meaning it will likely become the fifth country after Italy, Spain, the United States and Germany to cross the 100,000 threshold. French Health Minister Olivier Véran warning citizens there is still a significant threat to the country.
Ce n'est pas terminé.
This is not over. Far from it. We are not at the end of the epidemic's ascension. The path remains long and nothing is over. The numbers that I presented a couple of minutes ago is proof of it.
Mr. Véran says the government is also planning to mass screen nursing homes, which account for about 27% of the total death toll. And more than 90% of Americans are now under stay-at-home orders as the country grapples with a huge surge in COVID-19 cases. The country's Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, says the US has yet to reach its peak of the crisis.
The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives.
More than 10,000 people have now died of the disease in the US, with some experts predicting the death toll could reach up to a quarter of a million people in the country. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has extended a shutdown in the state, a coronavirus hotspot, until the end of the month. Mr. Cuomo says while the death rate in the state was now effectively flat, it was not the time for complacency.
We have been behind on this virus from day one. And this virus has kicked our rear end. And we underestimate this virus at our own peril. We learned that lesson. Now is not the time to slack off on what we're doing.
A similar lesson being learnt in Japan, as the government plans to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo and six other prefectures. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told a press conference officials urged him to declare an emergency after coronavirus cases spiked once again in the country after a lull, overburdening hospitals and health centres. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.